Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody just look back over your life and see where it brought you from. How many of you know prayer changes? I heard that prayer changes. I believe that prayer changes. I know that prayer changes things. Prayer changes. I heard that prayer changes. I believe that prayer changes. I know that prayer changes things. Now I was in a real bad abusive relationship, knowing that there was no way for me to live. A young girl like me, raised up in a good family, way too young to endure such misery. And every night I cry myself to sleep from all the pain. And the more I pray for sunny days, it seems to rain. At any given time, for no reason at all. So hard. My God, sometimes I fall. Mama asks what happened to me, and I take up for him. She said the devil's a liar, and pray God get rid of him. And now I'm going to school, hitting those books, I'm doing fine. He got my life, I'm not confused, got peace of mind. Man, I tell you, prayer changed, it changed.
Prayer changed,
oh it changed.
Prayer changed,
I'm a witness.
Prayer changed,
that I know.
Prayer changed,
it changed.
Prayer changed.
It changed.
Prayer changed.
I'm a living witness.
Prayer changes things.
I was a freshman in college, and I had just made it on the basketball team. I had all the skills it took to make it, but on my grades I was getting nothing but all D's. And the coach came to me and had a talk with me about my career. Said if you don't get your grades up, I'm gonna have to sit you down this year. Man, as tough as I was, I'd break down and cry. Everybody knows me, knows that basketball is my life.
Algebra,
I studied hard.
Chemistry,
I gave my all. Oh my God, so many flaws. And ball didn't look too good for me. My future could not see.
Ooh.
I had lost all my beliefs,
uh-huh.
And gave up on all my dreams.
Ooh, yeah.
Then I went to church on Sunday,
uh-huh.
And the pastor began to preach.
Yeah.
It was like he was talking to me,
oh,
when he said I can do all things.
Ooh.
In Christ the strength is
me.
And for me that was enough.
Oh.
Now I went from a D all the way to an A plus. I tell you,
prayer
changes things.
Prayer changes.
Prayer
changes.
It changes
things.
Let it
change
things.
Prayer changes.
I'm a living witness.
Prayer changes things.
Me and my wife had a few problems. We thought that nothing could solve. Listening to family members and so-called friends. Man, I tell you, that's just how the devil creeps in. We were separated at least for a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
She was wilding in the clubs, and I was out there doing wrong too.
Whoa.
And we would walk around the house,
yeah.
Putting each other down.
Yeah.
I mean, right in front of the kids,
yeah.
We would curse each other out. Then I was in a bad accident,
yeah.
And I almost lost my life.
Yeah.
And guess who was there for me? My wife. Now ain't it funny how he makes a way,
yeah.
When we said there was no way,
yeah.
I'm out the hospital and back at home, planning another wedding day. I tell you,
prayer changed,
it changed.
Prayer changed,
prayer changed.
Prayer changed,
prayer changed.
Prayer changed,
things I'm with is it.
Prayer changed,
changed.
Prayer changed,
changed.
Prayer changes things.
Now all of these things were happening in one family. But that's okay, cause there's nothing God can achieve. I don't care what the problem in your life may be, cause who the Son sets free is free indeed. And if you didn't know, now you shouldn't know. All you gotta do is take this family's life for example. Now mom and dad are married again. Four kids now, cause they just had twins. Little sister all grown up now. She's a lawyer married with one child now. 2 years big brother's out of college. And daddy's got his hands full. Blessed with skills, blessed with knowledge. Now he's playing for the Chicago Bulls. I'm a witness.
Prayer
changes, yeah.
Prayer changes.
Prayer changes.
Prayer changes.
Oh, will fly.
Will change.
You can't make it all. I know that prayer changes things.
Will change.
In the middle of the storm, prayer will
grow.
Will change. Cause it
changes.
Prayer changes.
Prayer changes.
Prayer changes.
Things
won't. Even if you do it wrong, all your money's gone. If you put out your home, you can't find a friend at your journey's end.
Welcome to Soulful Sundays. I'm your host, Diva Mary Kay, and you are live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. Today is November the 7th, Sunday, and this is a brand new show that we'll be doing each and every Sunday called Soulful Sundays. And Soulful Sundays is about men and women coming on the show to just give God the praise. We starting the week off right, men and women coming on, giving God praise and just sharing their witnesses and their testimonies and the burden, what God has brought them through. And at the top of the show, today's topic is about the other side of through. And a lot of people be like, Eb, I'm going through. I done been through so much stuff in my life. And, you know, sometimes I'm giving up. Help, I'm going to give up, you know, faith and stuff. You know, stuff don't seem to be going right, but, you know, I just wanted to do so for Sundays because it's so necessary that, first of all, we put God in front of everything that we do. When you wake up in the morning, you want to put God first because the enemy can attack you right in your own home. You know what I'm saying? Even before you get out of the bed and step your feet on the floor, the enemy is right there waiting on you. Like, seriously, and it's just so great for me to have this show today, you know, just to be used as a tool to talk to people and people to call in. Again, you can call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Today is Soulful Sundays. I got to say thank you to all those who show me love. I just came from a baby shower, and shout out to Alex. She's going to be having a baby coming soon, and the whole team over there. Shout out to Candace. Shout out to Lisa. Shout out to Kima. shout out to Meredith. Shout out to Jennifer. Shout out to all of them over there, and I'm so glad that they're listening. But it's so important that you put God first in your life before you do anything. So what I'm going to do first is just say, you know what, God, thank you for just blessing me on today, Lord, and giving me your will and giving me, you know, the tool to be able to be using me as a tool for your purpose. So what we're going to talk about today, I'm going to read a short story to y'all, and it's so relevant because every morning before I wake up, you know, I get into my woman's Bible. I recommend every woman and man and child to get an individual Bible for yourself where you can read it 5 to 7 days a week. But it goes like this. It says, the other side of through. And blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance if those things which were told her from the Lord. That's Luke chapter 1, verse 45. It says, you can feel it in the air. There was so much excitement as each woman came through the door. Marilyn, Sandy, Janet, and Bernadine, Dorothy, and Darlene, and Nathel had shared the journey, and they were excited about that, all that God has done. The air was electrified as they stood telling again of the days when it seemed the promises would not be fulfilled. And testimony after testimonies, they said, but God was with me. Or when I was ready to give up, God was there. Or God kept me and didn't let me go. It was a high time, a shouting good evening, truly a Holy Ghost party that just didn't stop. The journeys to ordinaries, graduations, and pastorals or pastorates had been so long, they just couldn't stop. It says, now, had been so long, often a very often very hard, but now, in what seemed like a moment, they had waited and prayed for, even though would not come to be, had come true. With praise in their lips and a dance in their feet, they honored God with what God had choreographed just for them out of their suffering, pain, weariness, and despair. Now out of their joy and delight, they danced for all the promises that had come true. We got to remember, y'all, and it seems like sometimes the way is long and it seems to have no end. You know, then when you least expect it, when you least expect it, we discover we are on the other side. We're so used to going through in hard times. Before we know it, we're on the other side and don't even realize it. You know, we're no longer in a season of want and need anymore. You know, we no longer are going through. The crisis has ended, and the difficult times has been removed. You know, when the children of Israel had crossed the Red Sea, Mary led the women in a dance. You know, when they crossed the Red Sea, she started leading all the women in a dance. And then, you know, I believe that they danced because, you know, they look back and remember all the babies that had been killed and all the bricks that had been made without straw and all the days when they thought that, you know, they wouldn't make it, when they thought that God had forgotten his promise to them. You know, just being victorious and looking back over your life and leading yourself in a dance like, you know, what God has brought me so far. We got to think about, you know, sometimes in life we go through difficult seasons, y'all, and then they never seem to end. But if this is a season of struggle, you know, there will be a season of joy. If you're in a season of struggle right now, it's going to be a season of joy. You know, if you're in a season of pain, there's going to be a season of ease. You got to look for the other side, and especially with mourning. If, you know, if there's a season of mourning, there are definitely going to be a season of joy, too. You guys, we must remember that there is always, I mean always, another side. You got to hold on to the promise. You will be able to shout and dance on the other side when you hold on to the promise. I think it's so, so important. We can apply this today in our lives. When your season changes, you have to think in new ways, y'all. In the promised land, you must think in a new way. Today, just today, ask God to give you a new mind and a new attitude so you can live on the other side of your promise with freedom and joy. Just today. I got to say that again. Y'all got to ask God to give you a new mind, a new attitude, so you can live on the other side of your problems with freedom and joy. You can't keep holding on to that pain. Well, I would suggest that you not keep holding on to pain. You got to start seeing the other side and seeing things in a different way. You got to start seeing things in a more of a brighter color. I guarantee you, guarantee you that you will be so much better. You will feel so much better because I've been through the storm too. I mean, like, seriously, I've been through the storm, and I'm like, yo, you know what? I got to work this out. I can't keep standing here thinking that, you know, somebody is going to come and save me. I got to keep my faith in God. That's where it got to be at. That's where it must be at. If it's not there, then you're definitely not going to get nowhere. I tell you that. You can't keep a good woman down and you can't keep a good man down, but you got to remember to work your thing out. I want y'all to call in, you know, and just give God the glory and, you know, testify what God has done for you on today, what he did in your past, what he brought you through. It's Soulful Sundays. I'm your host, Diva Mary Kay, and now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. We're going to go ahead and get into some Mary J. Blige and work the thing out. All right.
Queen, if you can be becoming, you can look in my palm and see the storm coming. Read the book of my life and see I'm overcoming. Just because the length of your hair ain't long, and they often criticize you for your skin tone. Gonna hold your head high, cause you a pretty woman. Get your runway spot on and keep it going. Girl, live your life.
I just want to be my
yeah.
Don't be yourself.
Follow me. Girl, be yourself.
Guys, welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in for Soulful Sundays. And for those who are just tuning in, Soulful Sundays is women and men, even little babies and children calling in and just giving God the praise. And also just saying what God has brought you through, you know, and just saying thank you, Lord, because we're talking about on today's topic, for those who are just tuning in, we're talking about going through. A lot of times we get so stuck on going through and grinding through a certain situation that a lot of times when we get to the other side, we don't even realize it. We don't even realize that we've been going through for so long that we didn't got to the other side. And we're so used to looking, you know, for another day of grinding, another day of beating the pavement, another day of going through. And we don't realize when we get to the other side that we're supposed to enjoy it now. I think a lot of times, and I've definitely had this happen to me, I think a lot of times that God sends trouble your way to move you to higher lands, to get you up out of where you was at. You know, and a lot of people are like, what do you mean God sent trouble your way? God, why would God, you know, do anything like that to us. Well, sometimes he did send trouble your way. So you're going to be like, you know what, I got to get up out of this place. I got to get up out of this situation. I can't stay here. I can't stay right here. I definitely want y'all to call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And tell me, you know, your opinion and exactly, you know, some of the things that you know that it was only God that pulled you through. You can also log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT on a live check-in, and I'll definitely put your comments out on the show and answer your questions. But, yeah, God sent us through some things so we can get up off our elbows and get up out of the bad situation, because a lot of us, we get comfortable in the situation, and we think this is how we're supposed to live. We think this is the things that we're supposed to do, and that's not true. That's not true. God made you to be fruitful and victorious, not for you to constantly have to keep going through pain over and over again, and it's sad that some of us have got conditioned to this pain, and we think this is how things are supposed to be. No, this is definitely not how things are supposed to be, but you got to start off with the Lord each and every morning. Before you brush your teeth, before you do anything physically to your body, what I'll suggest for the first thing is for you to do is to feed your spirit. And again, I said before, you know, you want to get you a Bible, a daily Bible, whether it's 5 days a week, 7 days a week, or it's for the month, you want to get that Bible and read it first, before you even get out of the bed. It should be right next to your nightstand, just like your phone is all the time. You know, you want to start reading that word, feed yourself spiritually before you feed yourself physically, because the drama and the enemy can be right in your home. Right when you get out of bed, you know, you get some bad news, or the kids getting on your nerves, your honey bunny getting on your nerves, somebody that you live with is getting on your nerves, or lives with you is getting on your nerves. Yes. Yes, it can definitely happen. You got to stay prayed up. And a lot of us, you know, I have to ask this question because the pastor asked the church, and he had, you know, he directed to the whole church, and I was in there as well. He said, how deep is your faith? Is your faith ankle deep? Is it knee deep? Is it head deep? Or is it drowning you, you know? How deep is your faith? It's very important for you to ask yourself that question. How deep is my faith? How faithful am I to God? And I know so a lot of people saying, well, Diva Mary Kay, you know, why don't you just decide to start doing a show, a religious show or a show about God, because it's important. God has brought me through a long, long, long way. A long way. I remember losing everything. I was living in this house. My cousin was actually living upstairs. We had a really nice house in East Orange, New Jersey. And we were paying our money to the landlord, and he wasn't paying the mortgage. He wasn't paying the water or nothing. So what happened was the water kept getting cut off, but he kept getting it turned on. This would be like an every 3 month period. You know, it started at the last year. But come to find out, the owner that we were giving our money to, he was doing this, he was flipping houses. He gave the house to somebody else to put it in their name, right? So they wasn't paying any of the bills. We never met the new owner, and the water ended up getting cut off. So it was like we was living in an abandoned house. At that time, it was me, my son, my sister, and a newborn baby in the house. I had to end up going to a shelter with my son. Our family was split up, and it was crazy how, you know, when I went to that shelter, I was devastated at the fact of, like, going to a shelter or whatever the case may be, but it was crazy. It was so crazy. It was so, so crazy. We're going to get into some more music, and I'm going to tell y'all more about the story. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot ENT, man. Let's go.
In my life, seen it all, and now it's time for me to pass on this knowledge to you, all my sisters, my troubled sisters. This is my gift to you.
Been many days, couldn't take the pain that I could take. My the same thing that happened to me happened to you.
Down, and that's definitely what it's all about. I want to get back to the story because, you know, I only scheduled the show for a little while, but I'm going to get back to the story about, you know, how I had to go to the shelter with me and my son. And I said when I got there, I was definitely devastated. But just imagine having all the things, nice clothes and screen TV, all full of furniture, you know, and you have to go to a shelter is definitely hurtful. But, you know, I said, you know what, God, whatever you want for me while I'm here and whatever it is for me to be here and how long, however long I have to be here, Lord, I will bear it. I will bear whatever that you want me to go through, Lord. I will bear the burden of staying in this shelter and whatever you want me to see and learn by me being here, I will follow you. And I started on the path to following the Lord. I'm not going to say I was perfect, but I kept following. I kept getting up. I kept, you know, praising him. I kept reading the word, and I kept staying sober and clean-minded and just kept staying focused on the Lord. Now, about 60 days later, I was out of that shelter. It took me 2 months. You know, and it wasn't necessarily the financial situation. Lord, the God wanted to make sure I was ready for the blessings that he had coming in front of me. You know, that thing that they call mercy, when God withholds things that you're not ready for yet. He wanted to make sure I was going to be ready for the blessings and the power that he was going to put in me to use me for other people. I definitely know that from them 2 years ago that God had a plan for me on that day to be a tool for y'all. And this is how we're going to get it in each and every Sunday. This is Soul for Sundays. I just have to pray over y'all before I get out of here. And I'm sorry that I'm cutting the show so short, but I definitely guarantee you next Sunday we definitely going to run for the 4 hours. But I just want to pray, Father God, thank you for being faithful, Lord. Father God, to every promise, for bringing me out and for letting me now stand on the other side, Lord. It looked like you know, your word didn't apply to my situation, but the fulfillment was so long in coming. But now I see that you had a plan for me, Lord. You had a plan for Diva Mary Kay. You had a plan for Ebony B. Now, in the fullness of your time, Father God, you have brought me out. So help me to dance, Lord. Help me to dance in joy that the dance that you have choreographed for me, Lord. Father God, thanks. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for bringing me through. In Jesus' name I pray. Father God, I pray for those who are listening now that feel like they're going through, that feel like the situation is getting worse. They feel like they can't handle it. They feel like they can't take it. Lord, I just pray for those who are sick and afflicted, those who are used, confused, and abused, Lord. Father God, I just ask that you give them strength, give them courage, give them insight, and give them the strength and the will to fight that flesh. I know you gave us free will, Lord, but just stand behind them to fight that flesh, Lord. so they won't be affected by the worldly things that's going on, Lord. Y'all, wake up, Lord. Wake up, y'all, because the Lord is always with you. He always by your side. Right when I was in the deepest, darkest hole of my life, even when I forsake God, he still stood by and protected me and covered me with the blood. When you feel like you're about to come out of character and snap on somebody, don't do it. Don't do it. You got to let them know, I need you. Pray for me. I'm going to pray for you. We all are part of God's body. Just stand with me. Agree with me. Let them know I'm not going to use my words to hurt you because I love you. It will be so crazy. That person's going to look at you like you is stone freaking crazy, but you're not. Y'all just keep God's will in your heart and in your mind and keep him first. I look forward again to seeing y'all again and us coming together next Sunday on Soulful Sundays. Oh, and stay tuned because I'm going to start doing Early Risers. Early Risers is going to be maybe 6 o'clock, 6 a.m. show. And we're going to start getting up in the morning, early rising with each other and just giving the praise to the Lord. Again, y'all, I love y'all, and I thank you all for tuning in, for the support. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva's by ENT Radio. And who knows better than anybody that we know prayer changes. Stay blessed and keep God first. I'm out of here, y'all.
Somebody just look back over your life. See where he brought you from. How many of you know prayer changes? I heard that prayer changes. I believe that prayer changes. I know that prayer changes things. Prayer changes. I heard that prayer changes. I believe that prayer changes. I know that prayer changes things. Now I was in a real bad abusive relationship, knowing that there was no way for me to live. Young girl like me, raised up in a good family, way too young to endure such misery. And every night I cry myself to sleep from all the pain. And the more I pray for sunny days, it seems to rain. At any given time, for no reason at all, so, so hard. My God, sometimes I fall. Mama asks what happened to me, and I take up for him. She said the devil's a liar. Pray God get rid of him. And now I'm going to school, hitting those books, I'm doing fine. He got my life, I'm not confused, got peace of mind. Man, I tell you, prayer changes. It changed. Prayer changes. Oh, it changed. Prayer changes. I'm a witness. Prayer changes. That I know. Prayer changes. It changed. Prayer changes. It changed. Prayer changes. I'm a living witness. Prayer changes things. I was a freshman in college, and I had just made it on the basketball team. I had all the skills it took to make it, but on my grades I would get nothing but all D's. And the coach came to me and had a talk with me about my career. Said if you don't get your grades up, I'm gonna have to sit you down this year. Man, as tough as I was, I'd break down and cry. Everybody knows me, knows that basketball is my life. I studied hard, I gave my all. Oh my God, so many flaws. Man, ball didn't look too good for me. My future could not see. I had lost all my beliefs and gave up on all my dreams. Then I went to church on Sunday and the pastor began to preach. It was like he was talking to me when he said I can do all things in Christ that strengthens me. And for me that was enough. Now I went from a D all the way to an A plus. I tell you, prayer changes things.
Prayer changes.
Prayer
changes.
It changes things. Me and my wife had a few problems. We thought that nothing could solve them. Listen to family members and so-called friends. Man, I tell you, that's just how the devil creeps in. We were separated at least for a month or two. She was wilding in the clubs, was out there doing wrong too. And we would walk around the house, putting each other down. I mean right in front of the kids, we would curse each other out. Then I was in a bad accident, and I almost lost my life. And guess who was there for me? My wife. Now ain't it funny how he makes a way when we said there was no way. I'm out the hospital and back at home, planning another wedding day. I tell you,
prayer changed,
it changed.
Prayer changed,
prayer changed,
prayer changed,
prayer changed,
prayer changed.
Things I'm with is it
prayer changed,
changed,
prayer changed,
changed,
prayer changed.
Now all of these things were happening in one family, but that's okay, cause there's nothing God can achieve. I don't care what the problem in your life may be, cause who the Son sets free is free indeed. And if you didn't know, now you shouldn't know. All you gotta do is take this family's life for example. Now mom and dad are married again, four kids now cause they just had twins. Little sister all grown up now, she's a lawyer married with one child now. 2 years big brother's out of college, and then he's got his hands full. Blessed with skills, blessed with knowledge. Now he's playing for the Chicago Bulls. I'm a witness,
prayer
change,
prayer change,
oh, when it looks like you can't make it all. I know that prayer
change,
things
change,
in the middle of the
storm,
prayer will
come,
cause it
changes.
Prayer
change,
prayer change,
prayer change,
prayer change,
prayer change.
Things you just can't wait. Things you're going through.
Prayer change.
And trust.
Lady Act, can you hear me?
Hey, this is Lady Act. Hey, Diva.
Hey, what's going on? Thank you for holding. I had some technical difficulties, so you probably heard a blink of silence all that time.
No problem. It's all good. I was just wondering, like, am I supposed to call back or what's going on?
And you know what's crazy about that? The sad thing about it, before my screen blanked out, and I was talking the whole time.
Okay, I was listening to a little gospel song, you know, just chill.
Yes. Oh yeah, that was R. Kelly. Prayer Changes Things. R. Kelly is definitely. I like that song that he did. Prayer Changes Things. That was R. Kelly. You know, he done been through some trials and tribulations. Yeah, he done been through. And it's crazy because somebody has said once, you know, every time R. Kelly get in trouble, all he do is make the gospel song and everybody love him for the kids.
But that was an inspirational song, though, you know?
Yeah, it definitely was an inspirational song. And it is true that prayer changes things. And I'm going to show you how the devil try to steal your joy, man. Now, in the midst of this show, my music wouldn't download properly earlier today. Somehow, in some way, my charger got misplaced. So I'm using my sister's charger, and I'm literally with the computer in the corner. Like in the corner with the phone to my ear with the show rocking. That's what people, y'all gotta remember.
But if it's a way, it's a will though. If it's a way, it's a will.
It's so important.
If it's a way, it's a will, you know?
Yeah, well, definitely there's a way and there's a will. I know God has done some amazing things for you, Lady Act, and you know, I just want you to tell, you know, first of all, the people, introduce yourself and let them know what's going on, because people got to understand that we believers.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. My name is Brandy Lady Act Harris. Let's see. I grew up in a church, been through the trials and tribulations. Let's see. Been on my own since I was like 17, independent, you know, working, going to college, paying bills. I have to say that I give all my thanks to God. He is my higher power. He's more than just a word to me, you feel me? He's my everything, my savior, my father. I talk to him on the daily. I don't care if I'm in the middle of the street shopping. You know, it doesn't matter the place, time, location. I'll throw up my hands. I'll talk to him anytime, any place, because I feel like at the end of the day, he's my best friend. He's my everything, you know, and he's always going to be here for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love and I appreciate my spiritual connection with God. So it's all good. Everything is good. And, you know, I'm just
stopping and just giving praise to the Lord. Wherever you are on the street, you know, that's something that you have to work and gain up to that. A lot of people, a lot of people deal with fear and, you know, they worry about what people looking at them. You got to be sold out to God to be able to, that's joy in her heart.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got to understand that that's joy in that woman's heart. That's happiness in that woman's heart, because she know who was there for her and who brought her through. All you know, the people out there who happy and you go and y'all should tell God, people, how good God is. Don't be afraid. Don't be embarrassed, because Jesus said this: if you deny me in front of your people, I'm going to deny you in front of my Father. You should never deny the Lord. And everybody know God. Everybody praise the God. Everybody worship God. Everybody love God. So why would you feel any embarrassment? It don't matter where I'm at. I would stop, like Lady Act said, and give God the praise and tell him that I love him. But Lady Act, while I was talking about reading out of my woman's Bible about the whole situation with the going through thing, people be like, yo, I'm going through it, I'm having a hard time in life, and, you know, I just got to go through to get to the other side. But it gets to the point sometimes that we grind so much and people grind so much that they don't realize that they're on the other side. They still be stuck on, you know, the grind and you know, in the hard times and, you know, the stuff that's going on in their life that they didn't got to the other side and don't realize it because they stuck with being comfortable with a certain situation. And I said this early in the show. I said, sometimes God sends trouble your way to move you to higher ground.
True.
Yes, he will.
Very true.
He will send trouble your way to move you to higher ground because it's that free will that he gave us. He's not going to make you do anything, and he can't. He wants you to be able to abide by the words, but I know he sent trouble my way, and I know he definitely sent me to higher ground. And when you get there, enjoy it. Sometimes we take things for granted. And me and my sister, when we went to church today, you know, we really had to have a conversation. Like, you know what, we live out here in this nice neighborhood. Our kids ain't in the hood no more. You know, we do stuff that we only thought white people do. We need to really be thankful.
And that's very,
and I
learned very true. Yeah.
And
I,
so
another
true.
Thing is that a lot of people don't realize and recognize that this is a strong, strong belief that I've always had. God is longevity in any and every career. You know, people don't realize that, you know, I don't care what talent you have, you know, how much wealth or money you have. Without God, to me personally, it won't last long. You feel me? And I went through a stage. I went through a lot in my life. You know, I spent some partial time in foster care. I'm not ashamed because this is me. You feel me? And I'm not just Lady Act, you know, the upcoming rapper or actress. You know, I'm first and foremost a child of God, and I'm a queen, and I'm a role model to a lot of youth. You know, on my own time, I spend time, you know, feeding the homeless. You know, I know how it feels to be homeless. On my own time, I, you know, mentor to other battered or, you know, misguided youth because I feel like, why not? You know, That's like a number one talent. That's from God. That's me giving back. And I'm happy in doing that, you know. And eventually, you know, I want to open up maybe my own program or whatever, just something to give back. I got so much in my mind. I'm just everywhere. I call myself a Jackie of all trades. You know, I'm like a Renaissance woman or something because I'm good at almost everything. You know, I want to write my book. You know, I've been writing music for 10 years. I haven't had time to really get my feet wet. Because, you know, previously I had a little financial situation. I had a shopping addiction back in the days. I was, you know, into being flossy and having nice infinities and fresh kicks and fits, and I could have invested all that into my career. But it's never too late, you feel me? And I just, you know, got to give praises. I give praises to God each and every day because it's hard out here. And like I said, I've been on my own since I was 17. I made a choice to not be the average stereotypical foster youth, you know, oh, she ain't going to make it or whatever. No, I'm going to let you know this average foster youth is going to get through high school and get 2 degrees, you know, and be independent and work and take care of my responsibilities and my, you know, everything I need to. And I'm just getting started, you know, I'm just getting started. So I just got to give the praises to God.
And that's the beautiful thing, and I always say this about Mondays. I love Mondays because Mondays is the beginning of the week. Sundays is the ending of the week. But Mondays, you can always start over, no matter where you at. A lot of people, you know, they get caught up in certain situations. And, you know, I know how I feel to be homeless, and I know how I feel to be trying to live the flossy life and spending unnecessary money and when I should have been investing that money. But the good thing about it is, you know, I knew I could start over. I knew that Jesus made a payment with his blood. God gave his only son. He gave his only son. He shed Jesus' precious blood, man, for our sins. God is the forgiving God. But we have to not take that for granted, that God is forgiving. Now, it's one thing for him to forgive us, but it's another thing to do something, and you normally knowing that it's not honorable to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we got to remember that. But you got to give God the praise and the thanks every day. And, you know, God just moved on my spirit and said, talk about some emotions with us women and men and putting our faith into these men and putting all our heart and all our beliefs into these men. See, the most important man in your life is God.
Exactly.
How wonderful is it to have a man that loves you no matter how much education you have, no matter what foster home you've been in, no matter what shelter you've been in, no matter how many tricks you've been turned, no matter how many dances you've been danced, no matter how many pills and weed and ease and coke and dope and mushrooms and whatever alcohol that you've done, that he still look at you as a queen and a woman, that he still look at you as a beautiful woman, as a child. Ladies, we got to evaluate ourselves, because we be so busy trying to run around pleasing these men and doing this and doing that and fighting with the next woman for them, but we not putting God on a pedestal. So many times God take a back burner to all the BS that we be doing. And I'm only speaking from experience. I'm not trying to point my finger at nobody, because when you point your finger at somebody, it's always three fingers pointing right back at you, Google. Know that. But I'm only here to suggest and advise you before it is too late, because we never know when Jesus is coming back, but he is coming. Look at all the destruction and stuff going on in this world. You want to get your soul right for yourself first, for God, and for them children. Because you look over at your child right now. Look at that baby that you're holding. Look at them kids that's running around. If you don't get you in order, and if you're not feeling too good about the situation, they're going to repeat the same cycle, baby. That's this point, being clear. This ain't to come down on you. This is to bring some light. This is a wake-up call. Because when it's all said and done, and when that man going with the girl down the street or the chick upstairs from you, and your heart broken, guess who's going to heal it for you? Guess who always been there? God loves you no matter what you do, man. It's so important. So many times we get caught up in our emotions. And, Lady Yak, I was just saying this the other day. You know, I was getting upset with my honey bunny about something. It was business. And I had to stop myself. And I said, you know what? I'm about to tear down Proverbs 14:1. A wise woman build her house, but the foolish plucking it down with her own hands. Even Mary Kay was about to tear that house up. Yeah, my house up, put gasoline on it, strike a match, it was going to burn out of hell. I was letting the devil come and take all the joy that I've been praying for. Lord, I've been praying for this man all this time, and now I finally got what I was about to stand up. But I had to stop myself and say, Ebony, that's your emotions, baby. It's a feeling, and you're going to have to feel this feeling and get going.
You just gotta stay prayed up, like you were saying. When you wake up first thing in the morning, even though I may pray throughout the day, I gotta always remember also that pray as soon as you get up every single morning, because the devil can start anytime and any place with family, with friends. It's crazy, you know, and that's why I'm just thankful that God gave me a gift, and I'm a child of God. You feel me? Because I'm not perfect. No one is perfect, but I have a voice, not just for my arts or my talent or nothing like that, but to go out and go ahead and talk to and mentor these other youth coming up, because I could have had it harder than what I had. I didn't have to experience being on drugs or selling my body or robbing, or I didn't never go through that. I was always on another page, you feel me? But I could have easily went that way, just because of the environment I was in, or, man. But that's why I say I give my praises to God, because a lot of people, they lose their soul. This world is getting crazier and crazier, and it's just a mess. But
and it's crazy how you just have to take a deep breath, like the realization that, you know, that could have been me. I could have been there. I could have went through that. I could be her. You know, and a lot of times I see that like, oh, you know, she's a hood rat, she's a scallywag, she ain't about nothing, she dancing, she stripping, she tricking, she this and that. But can, out of all the hate that you just gave this person, can you find a good thing to say about them?
Can you help that person?
Can you help that person stop dancing? Can you help that person stop tricking? Can you watch the kid while she going to school? You know, can you bring over a couple of cans out of your house? And I said cans. I ain't say nothing about no meat. And I just started mediocre with it. I'm dare to ask you for a pack of hot dogs to give to the young sister or to give to the young brother. Oh, he ain't nothing but a thug. He ain't never doing nothing. He always up to no good. You know, I know a person that I had in my life, and he's still a part of my life, but I love him very, very much. I'm always going to have love for him. But at the same time, you know, the only thing I can do is pray for him because it's that choice that he keep making with his life. He keep choosing to go in and out of this system. You know, I'm not the type of person that be home 2 or 3 months and go back. If I went to jail for 5 minutes, I'd never – It's just the fact of being locked up, you know, away from my son, away from, you know, all the stuff that I can be doing and making a difference. And that's another thing that I wanted to talk on because me and Lady.
And we have to also realize that with our family or friends or whoever the person is, we have to, even though we have to just pray for a person because sometimes a person can try to destroy your life, you know, and you got to keep it moving like back up, hold up. I'm going to pray for you, but I can't, you know, I got my own life, and I'm trying to get somewhere. I'm trying to accomplish so many things because people come in disguises. It's a crazy cold world, and I was born with a heart to give and to help and to care. And I learned that you can't just, everybody don't even want the help. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. They don't want the help. They just want to bring you down, but it's on people, places, and things. And, you know, another thing about them people, places, and things, if you are on the road to, first of all, recovery of getting yourself back together with God, that's the first place relationship that you want to fix first before you try to fix anything with anybody. You want to have to change your people, your places, your things, your playmates. If you want to see who your real friends is, start talking about God. Just bust out of nowhere. And say, y'all, guess
and
what?
You'll see if they'll stay around or keep it moving. That's how you'll know. For real, I mean, a lot of times I had to, like, I'm 25, but, you know, I had to learn a lot of stuff. You know, I'm advanced in my age, but at the same time, I learned something new every day. We're going to keep on learning until we die, until we get old and gray. But I also learned that, how do you say it? I'm lost. Okay, I basically learned that.
You learn by experience.
Yeah, experience, and also you just gotta, you can't just let people into your life so easily. And God basically put it like this, God didn't say be a fool. I used to think, why me? I used to cry like, oh, I'm trying to help people, and I'm not Jesus, though, you know what I'm saying? And he didn't say be an idiot or be a fool. If you know this person is terrible, just try to pray for him and just move on. Keep it moving.
And you know what? We do run around trying to be Jesus Jr. We do run around trying to be Jesus Jr. We think we the Messiah sometimes. And that's not true. You can forgive, but don't forget. Don't forget
exactly.
What that person is capable of. That person is capable of doing and trying to do to you. Don't never forget. Always keep that in the back of your mind. I have forgiven a lot of people. And one of the reasons why I forgave people because I was talking to my pastor. Because not for nothing, I didn't want to forgive that person or those people. I wanted, you know, I'm just keeping it real live, right? I didn't want to forgive them people. I didn't want to forgive that person. I wanted to be mad at that person for the rest of my life and say, you know what, me being mad at this person is the way I'm getting revenge back. But I wasn't doing nothing but making my own self sick. I was killing my own self because I was wasting time sitting here worrying about Day-Day and them. Something I can't stand Day-Day. I hate Day-Day. I hate Day-Day and Craig. And Day-Day and Craig is still sitting on the porch smoking a joint. They don't care about me.
And see, all that, like, bad energy, that just builds up inside, and it's just not cool, you know? It's just not healthy. It's not cool. None of that.
The most important thing, and I like what you said about, you know, waking up in the morning and giving God praise every morning that I give up. You, every time that you, before your feet hit that bed, remove the cell phone off the nightstand and replace it with a Bible. Even if it's a traditional Bible, but the next time you go out, to buy you some shoes, a coat, get your hair cut, a bag of weed, a bottle of Easy Jeezy's, a bottle of Irken Jerk. Do yourself a favor and go get you. I got a women's Bible. Everybody should have a personal Bible for themselves, because I had to get a Bible that break it down in dummy terms for me. You know, I'm not all holier than thou, and I'm not in deep educated in the words. So some of the words, first of all, I can barely spell, and if I can't spell it, I'm having a hard time with sounding them out. But I got a woman's Bible that relates to me. Go to Barnes and Nobles. If you hit in the mall looking for chicks, you hit in the mall looking for dudes, do yourself a favor and get the Barnes and Nobles and get you a Bible. What I've come to realize, because not only did this women Bible, it's been with me for years, but I didn't start applying it until, like, what, 2 years later? It taught me how to pray. That's the first thing. It taught me how to pray. And when you pray, you're talking to God. But then another thing about it, before I wash my face and get the coal out my eye and get the fake breath all together, I feed myself spiritually before I do anything physically. And every time I partake in the meal, I partake in the word. That's how we got it. That's how you're going to start
that's
building.
That's great practice right there.
That's great practice. And I learned that from this women's Bible. When I say this women's Bible, it goes 5 days a week into the end of the year. And all I do is start over with the same Bible. And, you know, and I like what it was saying, you know, with the it was talking about the promise fulfilled. But it says, you know, right here today, ask God to give you a new mind, a new attitude, so you can live on the other side of your problems with freedom and joy. I got to repeat that. Ask God to give you a new mind and a new attitude so you can live on the other side of your problems with freedom and joy. My brothers
wow.
and sisters, stop telling God how big your problems is to tell your problems how big
problems.
Your God is.
Yeah, exactly.
It is over. I'm tired of seeing people. I won't pray for y'all, but stop laying down and letting the devil kick you. He can only kick you if you're down on the ground. You're getting close enough to him where he can just kick you in your stomach. Knock it off. Oh, my mother kicked me out. My mother stole from me. My father be bugging. My aunts and cousins jumped me. Oh, my baby father cheating on me. My caseworker didn't put my food stamps on. The TRA didn't pay my rent. Why do you care about any of them things when you, why are you putting all your dependency in on people when you can put your dependency in God?
Exactly. That is so true. And God does change a lot of situations, a lot of things.
Look at all the people who done came from nothing. Look at Fantasia. Look at Fanny. Come on. Look at how people use things as a tool, even with Aaliyah. Even though a lot of people say her life was cut too short or whatever the case may be, she was an angel, man.
Exactly.
She was an angel. She served her
purpose. She had a purpose while she was here.
Yeah.
For that time.
And that was it. That was it. You never know. You know, a lot of people be like, you know, I can't do this, and I got to get this done, and, you know, the case may be, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to go to school. I don't know if I'm going to be able to start my own business. What if you went to the doctor and he told you you had 2 weeks left to live? Wouldn't you do all the things that you wanted to do within them 2 weeks? Now, let's think about this. Tomorrow ain't promised to you. So what is you waiting on?
We got to try our best every day to be happy, because you're right. Tomorrow is not promised. You know, and that's why I try to tell all my friends and family, like, man, I'm big on unity and peace and love and all that type of stuff. And I just wish it would all come into action for everyone, me, you, you know, everybody. You know, just imagine how life will be. Everybody getting along, no jealousy, no evil, no. I mean, it's hard to say that that's going to ever be right, but like I said, if you're in my circle, if you're my friend, I consider you my blood, you my family. So let's all be successful. Let's all be happy. Let's all get it. Let's just, you know what I'm saying?
How frustrating, Lady Ack, is it that, you know, you want your ones that's close to you, your family members and friends to practice unity and peace, And it's like, do you sometimes feel like you're just talking to yourself, you know, talking to these people and, you know, you telling them about being unified and bringing community, like not us hating on each other and shooting and blasting and robbing each other. And it is a wake for us, for the people who, you know, that's, if you got a friend or family member and they always witnessing you and talking to you about God, it's a wake for us too. But how do you deal with that frustration or some of that disappointment when you don't think that you getting through to people?
Well, honestly, I've been dealing with that, like, all my life, you know. And I used to be like I always said, like, I used to be like, God, why me? Why me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why me? I'm trying to do good. I'm trying to be good. But after a while, it gets depressing. It does get tiring. And sometimes I sit back and I just, besides pray, I just tell myself that if something is meant to be. And this is for relationships. This is for y'all and y'all relationships and y'all friendships and whatever the case may be in your job. If it's meant to be, it'll be. You got to do your part, you know, because sitting back and trying to save the world and all that, it'll drive you crazy. And I ain't trying to go out like that. You feel me? I got a lot of time, you know, and I just want to be successful, you know. You'll see. I tell myself all the time, like, your real friends, they're going to be there to you old and gray. You'll see. I mean, I can't see today, like, oh, who's real, who's genuine. And this goes with family, too. This goes with anybody in your life. But, like I said, you don't have to be a fool or be dumb or stupid and, you know, be around someone that's bringing bad energy to you. You don't have to put up with it. And at the same time, you don't have to walk around like, oh, I'm against the world. Like, no, everybody's hating on me. Oh, no, I don't trust you. No, can't talk to you. You don't have to, because that's going to make you miserable.
You just sit back.
You have a certain relationship. First of all, I had to realize that you can't treat everybody the same. And that might sound bad. It might sound bad, but it's true. I cannot treat every single body like they're my mother. Or that, like, they're my best friend, or whoever the case may be. Every single person in your life has a certain type of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to just let the homegirl, you know, Kiki from the hood come in my house, and I know she got, like, 7 felonies for theft, you know, and she stole from me before, too. I'm not going to say, oh, it's all good. It's cool, you know. You ain't going to steal from me this time. No, I don't get down like that, because then that causes me to get ugly and get hood and, you know, and why put myself in that situation? So some people, you got to just keep them at a distance. I feel like this, hang around people that's in your circle should be people that's trying to accomplish something too. If a person is a nobody or a bum, not discriminating nobody, but if somebody is a nobody, a bum, or terrible for you, why am I just like, having them all in my life like that? I can help you. I can even feed you or do whatever I can for you or mentor you, but from a distance.
But
you don't
got to
blow up in my house like that.
I think people got their own guilty pleasures. You know, their own guilty pleasures of things. And, you know, it was certain situations where, you know, it was got to the point that, you know, I realized I was only tolerating certain females that I know because we smoked weed together at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was only chilling with her because, you know, I know that me and her can go half or something or chill. Or, you know, they were so such and such, get high buddies, but they wasn't no good for me. You know, at any moment, these chicks, I seen them setting up dudes, you know, they could have set me up to get robbed too. And me thinking
about it now.
See,
a lot of times we know that a person is not good, our people are not good, and we still tolerate them, and then we're the dummies.
And we the dummies. And I said that, too, when I was talking, and which I didn't realize, I forgot that I had put the my host on, my microphone on mute, and I was saying that, like, when people think they're getting over on you, they ain't doing nothing but getting over on themselves. And when you try to, if you doing something for somebody with some a hidden agenda or some motive,
mm-hmm.
like, come on now, it's going to come back to you and hit you real hard in your face.
And that's
and
why I always say this. It don't matter what religion you are. It don't matter. Everybody has their own morals, have their own beliefs or whatever, norms, religion. Karma is real. Believe that. I was taking a class. I think it was a humanities class back in college. And every single culture believed in the same thing, from Indian, Black, Hispanic, White, whoever they was. And it was all karma, and it was like, wow, they was all interconnected because they believed in that. That's real. And you don't, we're not a person, you know, we're not supposed to wish karma on people like, oh, I can't wait till you get your karma. No, I mean, it's just going to come. When it comes, it comes. You know, it's out of our hands. We don't put karma on people. It's just going to come in 360 like the world go around. Right?
Yes. Most definitely. And you know, you said it so, like, you said it so truthfully. It couldn't have been said it no better. And you're right about that. And I'm laughing because I used to be that person sitting there waiting for somebody to get their karma. I can't wait till you get your karma. I can't wait. And I'm so glad that I can be on the up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for giving me the opportunity to be on the other side of my problems with freedom and joy now, because I was sick. I was upset. I was angry.
But one thing I do say, though, is this. I'll sit back when people are doing scandalous things to me or whatever, and I'll be like, you know what? I tell myself, it's all right. It's all good, because I'm God's child. And see, he's the most powerful thing in this world. He's the greatest.
They forget, I'm his child,
and a person is hindering me or harming me or doing me scandalous, then you think he going to just let his child just, you know, no, it don't work like that. That's how I have to look at it.
The devil is always lurking, and he always trying to tear you down. But we gotta get to the point, and I like people, that we gotta start realizing when the devil is here. Yesterday, I was calling about my home health day. I took my CNA test, and I took the home health day test. It was about 4 stacks. Matter of fact, it was 41 stacks. That's no money to throw away. So I'm due to take my home health day part, the written test. I called to the company because I moved over here to Seattle, Washington from the East Coast. I called to the company because they gave me 100. You got 120 days to take the test. I said, okay. I was calling to see if there's any way that I could take the test over here in Washington. She tells me that they no longer offer the home health day test, that I need to call PSI or I can go to their website at the PSIexams.com. I called up there, didn't really get in contact with anybody, and then when I went to their website, it didn't tell me that the website was under construction.
Wow.
It's very frustrating because with that home health day license, I'll be able to do one-on-one care. It'll be a lot more easier so I can go back to school for my RN and have time for my son, with my God first, my son, and my career.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't let it discourage me. Yes, it hurt, but then I said, you know what, God, I'll leave it in your hands. And whatever your will is, it is. Sometimes y'all got to get to the point, you know, if you say God is your will, leave it. Don't go back and try to mess with it. That's just like, you know, and we do that. We do this mess. We do this crap. We be like, oh, God is you know what, I'm leaving it to God. I'm going to let God handle it. 5 minutes later, we go right back and go fiddling with it again. That's just like me saying, you know, Lady Act, I need you to watch Makai or whatever the case may be, or, you know, I need you to watch Makai because I got to work Monday night. And Lady X say, you know what, no problem, it's cool, I got you, Ev. You know I'm here to support you. And she doing this from the deep down of her heart, and she doing it for free. But then I turn around and holler at another one of our girlfriends, Keisha. I'll be like, Keisha, look, I need you to watch my car for me on Monday night because I got to go to work. Then Keisha and Lady X get together, and she like, yeah, I'm going to be watching Makai on Monday. And Lady X going to be like, I just told her that I'll do this for her. Why didn't she trust my word? I just told her I got her. You know, and that's how God feels. You gave it to me. You said you was going to leave me to do my job. Why are you trying to be Jesus Jr.? Why are you trying to do my job? And he laughs at her. And he's laughing at you, watching you struggle. He just looking like, look at this fool. And he loves you, don't get me wrong, but God is looking down on us, laughing at us, when we supposed to leave the stuff in our problems. And I learned this, 2 years ago, that it's a sin to worry. I didn't know it was a sin to stress. But I didn't learn that until I went into the house of the Lord. And that's another thing I want to talk about. What's up with you people? You people. And I love you people. I have to tell you I love you because y'all about to get offended by what I'm about to say. What's up with you people saying, oh, I can praise God from home. I can praise God in the living room. I can praise God wherever I am. So you mean to tell me, if you in the bathroom taking a mean one, that's where you praising the Lord at? Are you serious? I ain't got to go to church. And I'm not saying that, you know, a lot of people be like church folks is the worst folks and the church is phony and this and that. Remember, you only go to the church to get the word of God. You don't go there for nobody else. Nobody. Why is you going in there worrying about what Sister Maybell got on? Why are you worrying about what the deacon riding or who he riding? Why are you worried about that? The only thing you supposed to be doing is go. This is the house of the Lord. Why do you think? Look at your neighborhood, man. As many liquor stores as it is as many churches. I don't care where you at in the United States of America. Every hood, every suburban, as many liquor stores there's many churches. Let's look around. Let's get on your block right now. Let's go to the main street.
Especially in Cali, L.A.
Yeah. L.A., Newark, New Jersey, New York, as many liquor stores, it's a church to match it. I know a lot of y'all just thinking about that, too. Like, yo, word up, word, that is true. For every liquor store that is on the corner, it's a church.
But now, I got to say one thing, because I do try to go hard and speak the truth, you know, and I got to say one thing. I feel like I'm guilty by not going to church. For one, I grew up in a church. I started going to church by myself at about 7 or 8 years old, walking to church by myself. That's when I knew I had a little gift. You know, spiritual connection with God. Because I'm a 7, 8-year-old kid. Who does that? Who walks to church by themselves? I did that, you know, and I'm happy I did that because I got the word early and I got my connection with God early. Like, I knew I was different because I'm a kid in church having the Holy Ghost and having the Spirit and all that good stuff. But when my church broke up, the pastor and the wife, I was about 18. So at that time, not just because they broke up, but I felt like, okay, I'm 18, you know, I don't have to go to church every week no more. You don't got to go twice a week.
I do what I
want to
do.
Yeah, you know, I can have church at home, you know. They got Pastor Creflo Dollar on there, you know. You cool, you know. I have church in my car. But it's hard because I felt guilty, but at the same time I felt like I've been to churches where the pastor didn't seem too cool, you know. God said you got an extra $100 in your purse. He didn't say that because I don't got it, you know.
Right.
So that's where I started like, nah, I don't know about all that. And then when I moved to Hollywood, I live in Hollywood, and it's a lot of Scientology-type churches and stuff like that. I'm like, nah, I'm good. So now I'm stuck, which is no excuse. It's still no excuse. Because I can easily go to L.A. and go to somebody's church.
Yeah,
but
you can.
It's like I took some time off. And I want to have a good church. You know, I'm used to churches where unity and the choir and youth this, all these type of events. And I like stuff like that, you know, where everybody gets to talk and realism and everything. I just don't want to be in somebody's church and it's either all about the dollars or I don't know.
Sometimes churches is like getting that good pair of shoes. When we go to a shoe store, we try on plenty of shoes. Oh, these is cute, but they hurt my feet. And oh, these is nice, but the heel is too short. Oh, I like this color, but the heel is too high. And I love these shoes, but they make my feet hurt. You got to visit. You got to go to multiple churches. You got to, you know, sit down and see what the service, because I understand what you're saying. You know, I like the churches.
Even though I like them, even though I'm making one, it's no excuse, really.
An excuse ain't nothing but a lie at the end of the day anyway. I had to learn that. Anytime that I make excuse, most likely it's a lie. But the significance of the church, and it was the I was reading the Daily Bread, and it was saying it like this. It was saying, you know, a man came home for work, and he stood at the front door. He said, "Honey, I'm home. What's for dinner?" He didn't get no response. So then he went into the living room. He said, "Honey, I'm home. What's for dinner?" He still didn't get no response. So he went in the kitchen where she was at. Now he got an attitude. He mad. He said, "Honey, I'm home. What's for dinner? I've been calling you since I came to the front door." She said, "For the third time, I said, hey, I heard you." And she said, "Chicken is for dinner." Well, the thing, what I'm telling you our story is because you, in order for you to get the word of God, you got to come to the house where he at. That's the storehouse. The churches is the storehouse where God dwells. He dwells everywhere, but that's where his word is. For you to go there and get information, for you to go there and get spiritually fed, for you to go in there and get spiritual education. If you're not comfortable with a church, I'm talking about really not happy with a church, and you didn't gave it a fair chance, move on. And another thing, if you at a church right now, and you've been there, and it's your home church, and you're not happy with how things is going in the church, or you're not happy with the pastor, you're supposed to talk to your pastor before you leave your church. Regardless of how he made you feel, I had a pastor one time try to jip me out of some Mary Kay products. He wanted to pay me when he wanted to pay me. Ain't that crazy? I had did some baskets for the Christmas thing for them, and I only charged them $100. It was a lot of baskets for the kids. But mm-hmm. they had the Christmas party. It was 2 weeks later, and I still hadn't got paid, so I asked him at the party, and he got an attitude talking about, "Really, Sister Ebony? It's $100, really, Sister Ebony?" I said, "Really, Pastor Reddick? Yeah, I'm putting your name out there. Oh, God forgive me." But yes, I said, "Really, it is that serious, because when I did this for you, I did it in faith." You know, we had already discussed the money part, and not for nothing, I was taking half of that money and putting it back in the church anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to consult with your pastor, and I went and talked to my pastor, and I let him know, not only because of that situation, but other things that I've seen him doing within the church, and I prayed for him. I let him know I'm going to be moving on to another church. And the only thing that he can do, because he's supposed to be a man of God, is say, "You know what, I'm sorry that you're leaving. I'm sorry that you feel that way. I wish we can do something to change how you feel, but we will always be here for you." You know, church is very important, and it's not. And we just don't get church on Sundays. You guys, you ain't supposed to praise the Lord on just Sunday. You praise
exactly.
the Lord every day. And we got
the only part I really, really, really was confused on is the, because I've heard different things. You know, sometimes I try to talk to people that's my elders, that's older, and that's really, really deep in the Word. And I really
yeah.
was confused on that part, because I do watch Pastor Creflo Dollar, you know, at 7 a.m. almost every other day on TV. And to me, the Word is great and awesome, you know, and he makes
yeah.
the Word to where, like, young people like us can really get in, you know, get into it and stuff like that. So,
mm-hmm.
and, he, you know, he brings up his experience. He's like, it's kind of hip to me. And it was surprising
yeah.
because it's like, wow, it's like, it catches your attention. But at the same time, I felt like, okay, I do. I know the 10%. You know, I feed the homeless. I help people, and I do this and do that. So is that, am I wrong for not going to a church every week?
We're not necessarily saying that you're not wrong, or I'm not necessarily saying that you're not wrong for going to church
every
week.
Then I heard that's
week.
The house, that's the place where you know, where you're supposed to go to get a better understanding, you know, because I'm not going to sit here and say I open up the Bible every day. I probably ain't opening my Bible in weeks because, like I said, I felt that I was substituting that for watching it on TV.
But my thing is, if you can get up at 7 and watch Creflo Dollar, you can get up at 10:30. You can get up at 10 to make it to the church by 11. You want to get it in all areas. You want to get it from Clef.
Yeah.
You want to get it from the church. You want to get it from the elder. You want to get it everywhere that you go. And that's one thing I had to do for myself, is I had to get it everywhere. And I had to stop, you know, and that's how I learned, in as much as I eat and snack, that's basically how I got better in the Word, because every time I would eat something, I'd be like, oh, I got to get my Bible and read my women's Bible and read what it says that day, or read what happened yesterday, or just randomly open it and read it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, you watching the pastors and preachers on TV. God made that available because he knew it was some people who was going to stay in the house. But the thing about the church, and home, what you do at home, you're not going to do at church.
Exactly, and you might can't get a better understanding. I might can't go talk to Pastor Creflo Dollar personally and say, how, you know, what's up with this or this and that, because he's on TV. So that's why the church is there, because it's more one-on-one.
The church is the original place, and that's where God is. If you trying, if you striving, if you praying to get close to the Lord, you have to go into the house of God. That's why they call it the house of God. When I talked to my honey bunny today, shout out to Future Guru 100. He was like, where you going today? I said, I'm about to go visit God. I'm about to go to God house. It was so natural. Yeah, we on our way to God house. We're going to go kick it with him. God don't ask for nothing but 10% of your time. 10% out of 24 hours is 2 hours and some minutes. Give that to the Lord, because we so much ask to him. He deserves it. He deserves it. If somebody came to ask you right now, I got one son. Now, just imagine if God came down and asked me, Diva Mary Kay, asked me, can we sacrifice Makai for this world's sin? I would pray right now that God don't come and ask you that no time soon, because y'all will be in hot water. Y'all in trouble. Y'all in trouble if God come and ask me for my son. And I'm praying on it every day to be able to understand the purpose behind God wanting my son. What his life and his blood is going to be the payment of for others.
And he sacrificed his life, basically.
He sacrificed his own. He gave his only begotten son because he loved the world so much. I don't know nobody that loved the world that much. I mean, it's kind of crazy, guys. It's sad. It's saddening, but it's funny at the same time, because I know a lot of people, but I don't know nobody. I don't know nobody but Jesus, but God, that loved the world that much. It's so important that we just stay prayed up and stayed up, y'all. And when you and a lot of people, you know, say, you know, the devil was working and this, and that. And, you know, the devil just leave an impression on you. You know, sometimes when y'all feeling depressed or angry or confused and don't know, you know, who am I? Where am I going or whatever the case may be? That ain't you. That's the devil. Or he left his impression on you. Like when you put your hand into one of them really soft pillows like the Posturepedic, they leave their impression, but it fades away. You gotta be able to fight against that flesh. And what I would suggest for y'all to do tonight, today, is to get down and get honest and write down a list of your fleshy desires. Write down a list of the things that's killing you. Write down a list of the things that's holding you back from having a personal relationship with the Lord, from having success in your life, from having a great relationship with your kids, a great job, a better education, a good man, a good woman in your life. Get honest. Write all of it down. You can take it through with you through the whole week and just keep adding. I don't care. Get a notebook. But when you're done and when you finish getting honest, I want you to take those pieces of paper and fold them up and just pray on them and say, God, these are my sins. These are my downfalls, Lord, and I ask you to forgive me for them, God. Father God, I thank you for giving me the strength to get honest, to write down these things in my life that are burdens in front of me. Father God, I know that you said no weapons formed against me shall not prosper, shall not work, but I'm getting honest, Lord, and I ask you today to help me to continue to cross every burden out day by day, to cross it out so it no longer applies in my life and getting in the way for me to be able to praise and worship you, Lord. You got to get to the point that you love God so much. I love God so much that I dedicated a whole show to him. And how ironically, the show was 2 hours. I'm just realizing this now. How ironically, the show was 2 hours, and I'm taking it a step further. Starting tomorrow, I usually get up at 5:30 a.m. and read my word, read my woman's word, and pray for about 15 minutes. So starting tomorrow morning at 5:30 a.m., Demon Spot ENT will be live with the 30, 45 minutes, and I'm going to call it Early Risers, too. Because a wise woman built her house, but a foolish plucking it down with her hands. That's my discipline to me. God gave me this tool. He gave me this palette. Why wouldn't I use it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to be waiting on next Sunday to come so I can give God 10% of my day on Sunday. No. I'm a tool to be used. It's definitely not about me, and I'm so blessed to have Lady Ack in the building and witnessing with me.
Thank you. It's a blessing. Great opportunity.
It's a blessing. It's real because she could have been anywhere. Anywhere. She could have been anywhere. She could have been doing anything, but she right here with me right now saying how much she loved the Lord and how he has turned things around and changed things in her life. She could have seen me on Twitter or online and paid me no mind. Do you know how thankful I am right now? Do you know how humble I am to know that I got another woman that I can witness with and talk about God with? We ain't got to be sitting here talking about how big Nicki Minaj's butt is. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that we ain't got to be talking about drama and that we can be able to network on a spiritual level. I invite you each and every Sunday on Soulful Sundays to network with me, and I also invite you to listen in, you know, everybody that's listening in right now to listen in on Early Risers, because like Lady Ack said, we got to get to the point that we get into a routine. Everything we do is religious. Let's think about it. We wake up at the same time. We eat at the same time. We go to work at the same time. Most likely we catch the bus at the same time. We go to sleep at the same time. It's a religious life. So how hard would it be to incorporate God into it? I have a person in my life to say, God don't care about me. God don't care about my situation. I done did too much bad stuff in my life for God to care about me anymore. There's no hope for me. They gave up hope. And my response to them was, God love you just the way that you are. You are perfect. Every scar on your face, every hair that's missing, every piece of dirt up under your nails, he loves you just the way that you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's the people out there that's going through, man, and I'm so proud of you, what you do with the homeless and how you give them back to the youth and whatnot, because they cast these people out, the average person on the street, and it sickens me, and it hurts me, and sometimes it do make Diva Mary Kay want to cry, that, you know, just because a person look raggedy or they smell some type of way or life has done them dirty and they come to get some type of food and help. They're not coming to ask you for no bags of dope or nothing like that. They come to the soup kitchen to get warm, get food because they're hungry. And you know, some people that work in the soup kitchens treat them people like trash. That's so alarming to me. I've seen it done before. And me being me, I didn't say nothing. I waited until it was over, and I pulled that person to the side. I said, you know what? Be clear that you can be on the other side of this counter when we serve it. And it was an attitude. What you mean by that? What you mean by that? I said, I have nothing else to say. Don't think and don't get comfortable in your position. All
so
these
you
people that
going,
you so-called.
You taking away.
Yeah, that you on top. If you think you on top right now, you are in big trouble. You in big trouble because you're going to fall the hardest and the longest. There ain't going to be no short fall for you. It's going to be a real long, painful one. if you one of them type of people that your ego is so far up your butt that you feel like you got to step on other people to make them feel small for you to get bigger, or you got to step on somebody that you think is smaller than you to make yourself feel good, it's going to be a long, blazing, desperating karma fall for you. It's coming. I ain't trying to scare you. I'm just telling you that it's coming. We supposed to treat each other equal. I don't care how much money you have. Y'all still people to me. Even if you're a producer, a director, a CEO, it don't matter. Y'all still people to me. You have a first and a last name. You got a social security number and a birth date just like me. That's it. We got to start getting humble out here, man. And it's crazy because
that's
now
true,
we
can lose everything in one. It's crazy.
One second. All it takes.
Look at these people
that's
in, like, what, Haiti or wherever. We blessed to even be out here, you know? We blessed because we don't have to go through the stuff that other countries and stuff go through, the natural disasters. That's just, wow.
Look at it came through and two up Haiti. I'm talking about two up Haiti. And I always said this, you know, I used to say this about New York. I said New York was always sitting up on a big fat apple, sitting up on that big fat apple, the big apple, and somebody came and terrorists came and bit a whole, they bit a whole three quarters of the apple. New York is a quarter of itself than what it used to be. Literally. Because they was all sitting up on a big fat apple eating apple pie and they didn't think nobody was going to come and get none. Don't be sitting up on yourself thinking that you can't get pulled down. Because I did, and you can't get reality because I did. Imagine having a house full of stuff. All the stuff that you just thought was so ghetto fabulous, big screen TVs, leather couches, oak wood furniture within in the bed, everything matching, your son matching, dining room tables, china cabinet, all types of stuff that, you know, that you thought, all the materialistic things. I was so caught up on my materialistic things, and God said, oh, yeah, you got cherry wood in your your bedroom, yeah, your vanity made out of mahogany, well, oh, that's nice, too. That's a nice little car, ooh. You know, went and got all the mush from Home Depot, got the yard all pretty, boom, the water cut smooth off. What you going to do now? Go call your landlord. Call him. He laughing the whole time. Call your landlord. Landlord, MIA. All right, let's see what she going to do next. I'm going to tell you, I was like a hamster on the little wheel that they be running. I just see myself now running that wheel. I went up to the water department. What's going on? Oh, well, the bill ain't been paid since December. It's March. Oh, in order for us to cut that on, we need about $1,500. That's how much my bedroom suit costs. Where am I going to get $1,500 on to get this water cut on? Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Now I got to go through the process. Getting a letter from the water department to take it down to a welfare service so they can place me into a shelter with me and my six-year-old at the time. And I had to sit all day. As a matter of fact, I didn't even get it that day. I came back the next day because I was so determined. And it showed you how sick you can get caught up on your materialistic things. Because, no, I didn't go to the welfare office with two cups of coffee, some Dunkin' Donuts, so with my laptop, and what was that? Mandingo, the movie, and my laptop, waiting on the caseworker to walk in and say, here you go, Ms. Booker, this your coffee. I'm your first client of the day. With the laptop sitting in the welfare waiting. God, still caught up, still saying, that's all right, I'm in the shelter, but I still got my furniture. And it's crazy because the owners never came and did anything with the house. the reality of the matter is the local, basically, crackheads moved in there.
Mm.
And they didn't rig, they got the water back on or whatever the case may be. But look how my thinking was so jacked up. I came to the welfare office looking for help with a laptop. With Jimmy Two Shoes on, all my favorite brands on, fly as hell, saying I need help, I need to be in the shelter. If I would have sold some of that stuff that I had on, I probably would have got half of the money. So they don't want to get the water back on. But now I got all this nice stuff in the house with and it's stinking because the bathroom, the toilet stink, y'all. It ain't been flushing the whole day. Don't play with God. Do not play with him. Humble yourself. Because that Sean John and that Louis Vuitton and that Bobby Valentino that you got on ain't nothing compared to what God can put on you. And that's real talk right there.
That's true. And a lot of times, like I was telling Diva Mary Kay, a lot of times we don't even realize that we're worshiping material things. Because I experienced a lot, you know. I mean, just imagine 1 month, everything gone. Your 3-bedroom house in Westchester to your infinity. Oh, total that. Oh, lose your job the next day. Oh, got to drop out of school the next day. Oh, you know, it's crazy. You can even lose people. You cannot worship material things or people, you know, you cannot do that. It's just a no-no. And a lot of times we don't realize. I'm like, why me? Like, I'm a good person. Why my infinity got to get totaled, though, like this? And then, you know, retold the next week, you know, and then lose the job the next week. And then the house, like, why? Oh, then all my clothes, you know, that's when coaches popping and Louis and all that good stuff, you know. Oh, all that's stolen. I'm like, I'm not doing anything wrong. You know, I pay for everything I got. I don't steal. Why me? But I was worshiping material things. And also back in the days when I was super conceited, you know? Like, oh, you only got things? Please. Yeah, $400 Indian hair in the hair. You only got this, though. Yeah.
The Indian hair will mess you up. Oh, Indian
you know? But I had to really lose everything I had to change up and start.
And I think you do have to lose everything you have to really be.
It hurt bad.
I think God had to remove all the stuff out of my life for me to see what was most important. And that was him and that little boy, my son. I was really neglecting my son over the materialistic things. He's not a bad boy. Thank God I always raising her respect. I've always been a kind person. I've always been a giving person. I've always been a loving person. But my priorities was jacked up.
Yep.
And it's
never too late.
No.
It's never too late. You know, I'm glad we're learning. And we're able to actually help others and teach others. Because it's real life.
It's real life. It's people, men and women out there 45 years old that's just getting the message that we get now.
Yep. Wasted 50, 60
years old. Hey, this ain't back in the biblical days when people lived for like 300-500 years. No, we getting like 110 tops right about now. we didn't really destroy our earth that we can't even live past 100 years. It gets better, and it's going to get deeper with every session that we have on this show each and every Sunday. Lady Ack, I just thank you for calling in and sharing
your
experience
and
your love. We definitely about to get up out of here. Remember, y'all, keep God first, family second, and career third, and you will definitely be good. Just stay prayed up. Yeah. Stay prayed up, man. When you eating, get that word in. Before you get out the bed in the morning, get that word in. Every time you put something in your mouth or do something physically, you go to buy some hair.
Get that word in.
Get that word in. You go to go get your hair cut, get the word in, get your car clean, get the word in. Because you'll remember how important it is and how important it is to stay humble and put God first. God is the sweetest thing I've ever known. The sweetest thing I've ever known. I'm about to get out of here. You're now tuning in live to Soulful Sundays. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. I definitely want to give a shout-out to my girl, Lady Ack, for coming in and showing the love. Make sure you tune in next Sunday, 9 p.m. East Coast and 6 p.m. West Coast. It's definitely going to be a two-hour show. We're about to get out of here with your girl, Lauren Hill, the sweetest thing. Let's go, y'all.
Oh.